It's Helping Hand, HPR One station statewide on Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about the Ronald McDonald House, Hawaii. And Honolulu's Ronald McDonald Houses are open 24 hours a day, year-round. They're a temporary home for families that have to come to the Honolulu area seeking specialized medical treatment for children's catastrophic illnesses. Guest families also come from not just throughout the islands, but throughout the South Pacific. And we're going to hear about the many ways that people can support them. Joined today by the Ronald McDonald House Hawaii Public Relations and Marketing Senior Manager, Michelle Willard. Aloha and welcome, Michelle. Thanks for doing this.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
Super welcome. And even though it is one of those names that's helped a lot of folks and has a certain amount of visibility to a number of people, I imagine there are many people who are listening who have been fortunate to never have needed the services of it. Fill folks in on your mission.
Sure. So Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii is a 501c3 nonprofit organization providing a home away from home for seriously ill children and their families. So what that means, Dave, is that a lot of families on the outer islands and throughout the Pacific region don't have access to medical care. So a lot of the time, these families need to fly over to Oahu to receive medical treatment. And sometimes the diagnosis isn't the best and could be cancer-related or another serious illness, and they need a place to stay for quite some time. And so the Ronald McDonald House provides a home while they're receiving medical treatment. And the great thing about our organization is we accept the families, not just the child.
So there's a couple things there. So one is there's a child needs to get treatment in the Honolulu area. It's going to be an extended stay, but not going to be needed to be in the hospital for that stay. They could stay at the Ronald McDonald House with their family while they're getting service.
Correct. So a lot of times if their child needs medical treatment, that child has siblings. And so we help house the siblings and the child, and the family will actually come fly over here and stay at the Ronald McDonald House for months.
Right.
We had a recent family who stayed with us for over 7 months.
Right.
Her child was diagnosed with cancer early on, and they become part of our family and our ohana, and we're so grateful to be helping these families who really need us and need a home to stay while their child is receiving medical treatment. Just in 2018, we helped over 315 families.
Mm.
About 46% of our families come from the Big Island, so a pretty big number. About 33% come from Maui, and 9% Kauai, and about 7% from the mainland. Sometimes people are just vacationing, Dave, you know,
right,
coming here, vacationing. The mother gives birth early. That happens, and the child has to be sent to the NICU at one of our hospitals, and they need a place to stay right away.
Yeah, medical emergencies come up, and there are just so many costs with the medical part alone, let alone what you're talking about, which is you have to continue to have a roof over your head, or if you have loved ones and you're lucky enough to have them with you, what's going to happen with them? And if someone needs help, what are the requirements, I guess, first and foremost?
You have to be referred to the Ronald McDonald House. You can't just pick up the phone and call us. So your doctor needs to refer you to the house, and then they go through our house managers and see if we have room availability.
Availability, great lead in to describe the facilities that you guys have here in the Honolulu area.
Sure. We have two houses in Manoa, one on Judd Hillside and the other on Oahu Avenue. They're both older, which is nice because we're in the historic kind of district area. And we have one house that serves just the families who come stay with us, meaning the siblings and the child that needs medical attention. And the other house is inpatient. So what that means is the child is in the NICU or they have to permanently stay in the hospital, and the house is just for the parents who need a place to stay. And the cost of a hotel is really expensive. The cost of food is really expensive on the island. So it's really important that we raise funds. A lot of people think Ronald McDonald House is not a 501c3 nonprofit, but we do have to raise all of our own funds to support these two houses.
Some of the things that are available for the families there.
We provide transportation to and from the hospital. We provide food for the families. So they have a kitchen that's open and they can use it at any time. We have a tremendous amount of volunteers. Just last year alone, we had 8,744 volunteer hours at the Ronald McDonald House. And a lot of those volunteers come and they'll cook families meals. I think these families are going through a really traumatic experience and they're kind of scrambling and they don't know what to do while they're going through the things that their family is facing. So when we can provide them just a simple meal, they're extremely grateful.
Well, it's a great way to think about ways folks can support you guys, because that is a humbling thing. A lot of people like to cook. You can kind of combine that with philanthropy is what you're sort of saying. Like, hey, I love cooking. I could do that for somebody who really could use a break.
And yeah, absolutely.
So that's one way people can support you on a volunteer. And then describe what is available for people who want to, in addition to cooking. I know there are supplies that you go through when it comes to the kitchen. And then there's also probably, because these are buildings, and as you said, in a historic district, they probably need some upkeep. There may be people who are listening who have particular skills, carpenters, plumbers, electricity, air conditioning, different things that you may need help with on your property, and they may be willing to do it at a cut rate or for free. Put the word out what you guys could use.
So we always could use paper products, so paper towels, toilet paper, those things we go through a lot. And any contractors who are willing to help maybe repair floors or roof. But yeah, we're always looking for people who are willing to donate their time to help upkeep the two Ronald McDonald houses. If you'd like to even donate money, that's also wonderful too. You can do that through our website online at ronaldhousehawaii.org. And you can go through our Facebook page and donate. There's a lot of ways.
And anytime that you are near a McDonald's, because you guys are independent of McDonald's, but they generously provide you an opportunity to have those change donation canisters in their restaurants. And it's a startling figure. All that money stays and gets used by the Ronald McDonald houses. And what is the figure per year? Because I know it's a jaw-dropping amount of money. So people, it's like a very tangible thing. You can very easily have contributed to. What is that final number?
It is around $300,000 usually. But as McDonald's progresses, they're kind of switching to the Roundup program. So now not all McDonald's stores have the coin collection. Some do and some don't. A lot of the McDonald's in Hawaii have gotten upgrades to their stores. So you can round up to the nearest dollar and that money will support Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii.
Okay.
And you are right, Dave, all of the money, so 5 cents sold per every Happy Meal goes to Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii, and that money does stay locally here in Hawaii.
And that still supports you. It's just a different method, you're saying.
Of course.
It's just a different method. It doesn't change their support or whatever, I guess.
Exactly.
But how would people know it's there?
So after they purchase their order, it says, would you like to round up to the nearest dollar?
Oh, on the screen.
On the screen.
I get
for
it.
Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii.
I get it. Well, let me give out your contact info. And as I do, you can think to yourself if there's any other ways that people can support you that we didn't cover yet today. You can reach out to the organization yourself, donate online, as Michelle was saying, or learn more about other ways you could support them or their services for vulnerable folks at ronaldhousehawaii.org. You can give them a call too, 973-5683. You can send an email to our guest, and that would be michellew@rmhchawaii.org, or there's a contact form at their website, too, for other online inquiries. And you can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. We've been speaking today with Michelle Willard from Ronald McDonald House Hawaii. She's their public relations and marketing senior manager. Other things that, other ways people could support you that we just didn't cover today that have popped into your head?
No, I think we covered everything, and we could not do our mission without the community. And we are truly grateful to everyone, to all of our donors and volunteers who spend a lot of hours helping seriously ill children and their families at the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, on behalf of all those folks, especially people who have to stay months, thanks for having an option for people like that.
Thanks for having us.